This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Monday, January 14. Jesus always has time. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 8. Now when Jesus returned, a crowd welcomed him, for they were all expecting him. Then a man named Jairus, a synagogue leader, came and fell at Jesus' feet, pleading with him to come to his house, because his only daughter, a girl of about 12, was dying. As Jesus was on his way, the crowds almost crushed him, and a woman was there who had been subject to bleeding for 12 years, but no one could heal her. She came up behind him and touched the edge of his cloak, and immediately her bleeding stopped. "Who touched me?" Jesus asked. When they all denied it, Peter said, "Master, the people are crowding and pressing against you." But Jesus said, "Someone touched me. I know that power has gone out from me." Then the woman, seeing that she could not go unnoticed, came trembling and fell at his feet. In the presence of all the people, she told why she had touched him and how she had been instantly healed. Then he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has healed you. Go in peace." When Jesus was still speaking, someone came from the house of Jairus, the synagogue leader. "Your daughter is dead," he said. "Don't bother the teacher anymore." Hearing this, Jesus said to Jairus, "Don't be afraid. Just believe, and she will be healed." When he arrived at the house of Jairus, he did not let anyone go in with him except Peter, John, and James, and the child's father and mother. Meanwhile, all the people were wailing and mourning for her. "Stop wailing," Jesus said. "She is not dead, but asleep." They laughed at him, knowing that she was dead. But he took her by the hand and said, "My child, get up." Her spirit returned, and at once she stood up. Then Jesus told them to give her something to eat. Her parents were astonished, but he ordered them not to tell anyone what had happened. Patience is not my strong suit. I try really hard, but there are days when I'm not very successful. I have an expectation in my mind, and I like to have things work out the way I have planned. Perhaps the crowd in the street that day felt the same way. Everyone had come to see Jesus and was expecting something to happen. More than likely, what happened that day was a lot more than they were expecting. First, a religious leader was desperate for his daughter to be made well. She was dying, and the only hope that Jairus had left was for Jesus to come and heal her. After hearing about her, Jesus started down the road to where the little girl was. He planned to go there and change the situation. Then, what no one else saw was the desperation of a woman who had been ill for over 12 years and who believed she would be well if only she could touch Jesus. And what no one expected was that Jesus would stop in the crowd to find the woman. Jairus was running out of time, and he needed Jesus to keep walking. The woman wasn't even expecting Jesus to stop and address her. What I love about this story is that Jesus had time for both. Jesus always has time for us, whether we are patient or not. Pray with me. Dear Lord, thank you that you are not limited by time or by our expectations of what should happen. Help us to trust your timing and your results for our lives. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.